dad and his stepfather used to work out and cut cedar posts, which they got about 10 cents a piece for. And they had to do something to make a living in it. And when World War I came around, he joined the military. And he was in the 3rd Division, I believe, in the Army, and he went across and fought in the trenches in Europe. And I used to ask him, tell me about the war. What was it like over there, Dad? And he'd look at me and shake his head, and he said, you don't want to know. And I just kept after him and kept after him. And finally, one day, he said, he said, 1 minute, he says, you're looking at your buddy, and as you're going after the machine gun nest, and he says, and you're talking and hollering at him, and the next minute you look back and his head is gone. And he said, when a concussion grenade or shells would go off, he said, blood would come out of your eyes, nose, and ears. He said it was terrible. At Armistice Day, we would stand in the garage or the barn and be working, and when the sirens would blow and everything, he made us hold our hands over our hearts, and the tears would come down his face. He was crying. He said he went out with 500 guys one night over the top. They came back with 20. He was one of 20. Came back alive. He said it was very bloody. And then he wouldn't tell me anymore. That was it. Never got another word out of him.